I was laughing the other day about a movie. You know, you've seen Rear Window, right?
Of course.
So it's Queer Window, and it's just an old handicapped guy that's homophobic, and there's two gay guys across the street that keep fucking each other in front of the window, and he keeps calling the police. Those fucking queers are doing it again. All right, Mr. McDougal, please stop calling us. I just gotta wait till you see. I'm gonna stop him. And then they come over to his place.
Sniper?
Then they have sex in his apartment.
What?
At the end.
What the fuck? How does that happen?
I don't know. That's how Rear Window ends.
Really?
I think. Actually, you know what? I know people are gonna get on my case for this, but I've never seen the original Rear Window.
Me
I've
neither.
Only seen the
Shia
remake.
LaBeouf?
No. The Christopher Reeves
remake.
Oh,
yes.
That came out right after his accident, where they're like, we gotta find something to put him in besides live-action Pinocchio, where he's just a marionette.
Is that real?
Yeah, he's in a Rear Window remake.
No. Was the Pinocchio? Was he a marionette?
Oh no!
Did they ever string up his? Yeah. Is this paralyzed?
Weekend at Bernie's, starring Christopher Reeves.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
He plays Uma Thurman's character in the paralyzed scene in Kill Bill.
Oh yeah,
she's
he's
in
the
hospital.
One that gets fucked by Chuck.
Yeah. Yeah, my name's Buck, and I'm here to fuck. I used to be Superman.
My head is fully conscious. Said, please yeah. don't fuck
He's
my
just
ass.
Getting fucked, and he can't feel it. He just feels the back of his head slightly moving up and down against the pillow behind him as the janitor has sex with his limp body.
Please stop. I was Superman.
Please stop.
I was friends with Robin Williams. Isn't that weird? Me and Robin Williams went to Juilliard together or something.
I was the reason people didn't like superhero movies for 20 years. Please stop fucking my ass that I can't feel. But your soul feels it.
It's true.
Is it Danny Glover is his guardian angel?
Of his ass.
Your soul feel it, don't it? Just because your body can't feel it, don't mean your soul can't feel that thing.
Wait, Danny Glover from Angels in the Outfield?
Yeah, but now he's the guardian angel.
From Kill Bill? No, I like this movie better. All right. So it's Christopher Reeve as Uma Thurman in Kill Bill getting fucked by Buck. And then Danny Glover from Angels in the Outfield is his guardian angel.
His guardian angel is explaining, like, that's how you know God is real, son. Because you might not be able to feel your asshole getting stretched out by this here toothless janitor. But your soul feel it. You so feel every drop of nut in there. Go ahead, ask him how many squirts he did. I bet it's four, isn't it? You knew in your heart it was four squirts. Not three, not five. You felt four pulses in the soul. And that's how many times he nutted. He tossed four little ropes right up in your cold, loose, broken asshole.
Oh, damn.
Please stop. Please stop narrating my rape.
Yeah, he's in the room. He can stop it at any moment.
Yeah. Can you please stop this from happening?
I got next.
I'm sorry. I used up all my magic making sure a pizza got delivered to my other client within 30 minutes. I know that seems like a waste of my angel powers, but he really wanted that pizza.
Oh, fuck. What else did Chris... Was Christopher Reeves in other movies? All I know him from is Superman. He must have had, like, a big career, right? Wasn't he, like, a famous guy? I'm thinking about buying a house there, too, if I can save enough money this year.
Yeah. Why don't you just pay off your parents... Do your parents have a mortgage?
It's paid off.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you do that, and then you can lord it over them.
No, I don't want anything to do with
you
my
You twist
fucking...
your parents' arms.
Yeah.
You say,
yeah.
Listen to me, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I own you.
Evict my father and mother.
You can feel it in you. You can feel that dick in your ass, don't you? That's the dick of your heart. That's your heart's ass.
He's not just fucking your ass.
Son, listen to your heart and listen to your heart's asshole. And you can feel that dick going. You hear that? That's the sound of your heart getting raped.
Is my dad gonna come back?
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut up, bitch. I'm trying to manage this baseball team. I can only do two things. Manage baseball teams and make pizza show up on time.
Is that even an angel's power? Are you just a delivery guy?
Man, Angels in the Outfield. What a fucked up movie.
I know.
My favorite part about that movie is, like, first of all, the ridiculous premise.
I love it.
That a man can give his son up for adoption at 12 or 13 years old.
A fully formed, like, human.
Yeah, right.
He's, like, a year or two away from
because he doesn't want to go to Home Depot and get house keys made so the boy can let him in by himself after school.
Was that it? Was that what started it?
The movie starts and the dad, played by, like, Dermot Mulroney or some shit, is like, I want to go ride my motorcycle.
Yeah, I thought he was going on like a motorcycle
He's going
trip.
On a motorcycle tour, and he can't bring his son with him. So he puts his son up for adoption. And the son has to go live in a foster home. And then at the end of the movie, you know, he's like, Dad, will we ever be a family again? And the dad's like, yeah, maybe if the Angels win the pennant. You know, which is so funny.
Yeah.
You know, to sarcastically threaten your son.
Yeah. Because the Angels suck dick, right? Yeah. That's the whole point.
Right, yeah. And
yeah, right, you fucking idiot. Maybe if you learn how to fucking dunk a basketball, you child.
Yeah, right. He's like, they're in year zero of a 35-year rebuild. I will not have to worry about this at all. Yeah. And then, yeah, the Angels win the pennant. And then he's like, Dad, can we be a family again? And he's like, Nah,
fuck you, you're gay.
He's like, I'm gonna Welsh on that bet.
I've been getting so much pussy on the road on this motorcycle.
Well, anyways, my favorite part is at the end when like Danny Glover like comes to the son or the main kid and he's like, pack up your shit, I'm taking you out of this fucking shithole. I'm gonna be your dad now. And then the black kid who he's friends with just starts crying in the background. And then he's like, oh boy, I get to be adopted by a man I've been friends with for, I don't know, a baseball season?
Yeah, 7 months.
Yeah, right. This old black man is going to be my father. Instead of like the nice matronly white woman that only had like two kids in her ward and she seemed fine.
Yeah.
You know, how is it that he has zero relationship with her?
I know.
Anyways, so you go, I'm going to be your dad now. And then the black kid starts crying, and he's like, wait, I don't know if I could leave Anthony behind. He's like, oh, yeah, I guess I'll adopt him too.
Yeah, we didn't know him at all.
Yeah, he's like, well, he just adds on. He's like, I'm going to adopt him.
Listen, I'm going to rape both of these children.
Well, it's like so funny because it's like he just let that boy cry thinking
He's going to lose his best friend, not get adopted.
Yep.
Angels in the Outfield, baby.
Can we talk about how I love that the premise of Happy Gilmore is a hockey player is better at golf than everyone else because hockey players aren't gay?
Guys
are too weak.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's a good one.
That's already, we already
covered
that.
Talked about that. Carl Weathers is in that, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
He's pretty good in that.
You got a dick shoved in your ass, boy. You can feel that, can't you? They call that The Shining. Is that Scatman Brothers like talking to the little boy and getting his dick hard? You feel that? It's hard, isn't it? They call that The Shining.
Oh, fuck.